All right, gentlemen. Good to see you again. Everybody enjoying the bakery products in the back? Aren't they good? Praise the Lord. So eat them all, so I don't, okay? Pastor David, be down on them. And I love the Mexican bakery. If y'all, it's beside Cookout, just in case you're curious, on South Main Street. Really cheap, super duper cheap, and you can get a ton of stuff for an affordable price. So I encourage you to stop by. I went to some of you know Enrique Dominguez. He does our translation, and he had me over for dinner a few months back, and I was asking him about where to get some good pastries at. And he says, man, y'all have one of the best bakeries in all of the triad right there in Kernersville. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. So now I have another addiction. No, it's not an addiction. So cool. Just wanted to share a couple seconds here. Praying for you. Often the elders keep you in prayer. And every Wednesday, Pastor David has the pastors get together and he comes in and we pray for y'all specifically. And then staff comes in and we pray again for you on a weekly basis. And a lot of time the Lord, he really pours himself out and kind of gives us insight for what he's doing and how we can be a blessing to even more people. So be encouraged to know that you're getting prayed for on a regular basis, that often the Lord brings your name up specifically even, and you get prayed for immediately. And that means a lot to me when I know that people are praying for me, and I pray that means a lot to you as well, knowing that people are praying. It's good. I was thinking also this week about when I gave my life to the Lord, when I remember actually getting it, Jesus forgiving me of my sins, and what a glorious moment that was. I encourage you to think about that often when we remember we were in bondage and then set free from bondage. And then not only that moment, but then when the Lord recognized you as a deacon in his church, and how special of a moment that was. It's cool, Pastor Dave was talking about the honor it is to be a deacon and the potential that lies there. You know, I remember being here not long, and, you know, within a year or something, and Pastor David was praying for us, and he prayed for me specifically, and he, you know, prayed a word of prophecy over my life, talking about God going to raise me up in ministry in this place. And I think about all the battles that I personally have went through on that journey, and looking across, and Pastor Dave was mentioning it, many of the battles that each one of us has faced on that journey. But aren't you grateful for what God has done in your life? Isn't it exciting that God brought you through that and the things that you learned through those high spots and low spots? Hasn't there been a maturity developed in our hearts and our relationship with the Lord through those high spots and low spots? Andrea put something on our door this week. It was a picture of a desert and then a beautiful garden. And it talked about the rain being in the valley where everything grows. And we like to have those mountaintop experiences. Those are good in our life, those, you know, stones of remembrance where God really did something crazy. But it's also good that we go through some of the valleys and we receive that rain and we begin to flourish and that fruit comes forth. James talks about, you know, letting us go through those trials and letting our faith be tested, giving us an opportunity to be patient and become mature in the Lord. That's one of the things I'm grateful for here. I've been reading about Aaron a lot recently. I'm in Numbers in the scriptures, and I've been sharing it some at the men's Bible study about Aaron. And specifically, Aaron, I think it's interesting. Some things are interesting about Aaron's life. Number one, God's up on the mountain telling Moses to raise up Aaron as priest while Aaron is downstairs making a mistake. I mean, he's God, right? He knew what was going down at the bottom of the mountain, and yet he chose Aaron, not because he was perfect, but because he wanted to do something in his life and use him to be a blessing to other people. So Moses comes down, you know, and they go through the whole fiasco. And then later on, God calls Moses and Aaron to talk to them, to give them a word directly. So then Aaron gets to receive a direct word from God. And he gives them a command, you know, hey, you're going to speak, you know, Aaron's going to speak on behalf of Moses to the people, I mean, behalf of me, really, God, and Moses, to the Israelites. So they go up on the mountaintop with some of the Israelites and they communicate, you know, hey, this is what God's going to do through us. And it says miraculous signs happened. It's cool that Aaron received the word and then God did a work through Aaron. And then after that moment, he gives Aaron some of his responsibilities in the temple. And Aaron does his responsibilities in the temple. And one of the things that he did was raise other people up to do the work of the ministry as well. It talks about his family and then the bigger circle of family. One of the greatest assets to me in ministry here at The Bridge is receiving the word. Through thick and thin, me and leadership, Pastor David has taught specifically me in my life, I'm talking intimately here, to make sure that we're in the word and we're listening to the teachings on a consistent basis. And no one, Pastor didn't ask me to come up here and say, hey, make sure that they're listening to the teachings. He didn't say anything about that. I'm telling you that one of the most pivotal parts of my growth as a Christian is listening to him teach the Bible to me. Yes, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Mike as well, but being in the teachings. And I understand with the level of responsibility that many of us have in this room, that pulls us away from that. Well, God has called us to do those things. He's also called us to hear that word. Gentlemen, please, feed on the word. Feed on the word. Read the word. You know, develop a habit of trying to read the word daily. Develop that habit. It's a, you know, Pastor David, I remember one time I was in the sanctuary vacuuming. The lights were off. Pastor Kevin was trying to get me out of there. You know, hurry up, go home. I'd only been there, you know, a year or so at the church. And Pastor David came out from behind the back of the green room, wherever he was, down the stage, across the sanctuary. I'm vacuuming, walks right up to me, says, you're reading too much at the word at one time. You're just trying to read the word. Just read a little bit and digest it. And he turned around and walked off. What was that about? And it's true, because I was trying to just read the word as a task and just do it and get it done. And from that point on, I just started reading the word just a little bit to hear what God had to say. One of the things we sometimes beat ourselves up with, you know, I was looking at Aaron. Aaron received the word. He received it in a couple different ways. He received it from God. He received it from Moses. And then obviously the reading of the law, he received it. So he received it directly from the Lord. He received it from another spiritual leader, or he received it from reading the Bible, from the reading of the law. And then after that, we see that action happened in his life. And then after that action happened, we see disciples made. Gentlemen, the way that God in my heart, and I think Pastor David has showed us that, his commitment to the word has raised up disciples in this place. And as we elevate the priority of the word in our hearts, God will then begin to bear fruit in our life, and disciples will be made as well. Sometimes I specifically beat myself up because I'm trying to, you know, make disciples, take action, be a man of action. And I become brittle and calloused. And even in my communication, many of you have experienced that in that relationship with me, you know, brittle and callous and harsh, because I'm just trying to make it happen, pump it out. But I'm finding recently, as I become a healthy sheep myself, healthy sheep are produced in friendships, relationships, other brothers who serve the Lord. So I just want to encourage you that for a minute. And then, you know, with that, you see Aaron holding up Moses' hand. Right? Moses, you know, they were in battle, Amalekites. Joshua was down on the bottom. When they held his hands up, what happened? They won. When he put his hands down, what happened? Not so good. So what did he need? He needs somebody to hold his hands up. That's a responsibility that we have to help Pastor David. You know, okay, this is awesome. So the school's here now, right? It's 432 children, I think, specifically, and a staff of like 26 or so teachers. And so far, at least five people we know have given their life to Christ, children, here in this place, through the school, all right? Three teachers have come and asked for prayer specifically. The principal, as recently as last week, has come and asked for prayer. And then there's several teachers, I don't know, I know of one specifically, I've heard of more, who have been in the cafe asking questions to the baristas. Just asking questions. Yeah, praise the Lord, right? So there's a lot to get done. And Pastor often says, you know, God raises up other men. And in a lot of ways, he gifts us because Pastor David can't do everything. And each one of us can't do everything. But don't think for a minute that Pastor David isn't willing to do every part in this ministry. You know, even I brought up the school because with the school has been a collective, a lot of stuff in the hallways and out in the grounds and some more graffiti and things of this nature. It's been increasing. We're trying to hang on and keep up with all that's going on so that we can continue to serve these people. And I've yet to walk down the hall with Pastor David and him stop and start picking up trash or scraping a sticker off the floor. The same sticker that I walked past three times that morning when I walked back and forth to the cafe. Just because, you know what? Yeah, I'll try and pick up some of the trash, but I can't quite get to it this time. Us doing what God has gifted us to do enables him to walk in the giftings and calling that God has on his life so we can continue to multiply and reach all that he's called us to reach. And a way for us to stay focused and unbridled is to be men who put a high preference and authority of the word in our life. It keeps it all going, gentlemen. Keeps you fresh, keeps you asking forgiveness, keeps you being forgiving to other people because you see the grace of the Lord. So, enough yip-yap for me. Just want to encourage you, please, to stay in the word. And it helps just that river of living water that keeps everything fresh, 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 fresh. Enables you to pour out fresh water to others. What do you think? Let me pray. God, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in this place, Lord. And thank you for the opportunities that you've given us for ministry, Father. Lord, we mean that genuinely. Lord, tomorrow morning there is going to be a house full of guests who don't know you, some who do, some who are struggling. Lord, and we're going to heaven. We're going. We're going to be, we've asked forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our heart. And Lord, we ask that you would help us, Father, to put a high priority in spending time with you, Father. Spending time in your word. So that when we come in here, Lord, we're ready to be a blessing to the people around us, God. Lord, help us to pray for Pastor David on a daily basis. Every time we think of his name, may we pray for him, Father. And Lord, we pray that every person that comes in this place tomorrow is encouraged, they're blessed, and they grow in their relationship with you, Father. Every person. So, Lord, do above and beyond what we could ask or imagine. Because it's by grace and mercy. We can't do any of this on our own, in our own strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right.